Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Krista. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
I am so excited to chat with you. As I was telling you before we got recording, that I'm like a new cozy reader, and I've been binging Stranger Starters and trying different series, and I loved your series, and I already recommended another episode because it was like perfect for my fit of like, want to be a housewife. So God bless an amateur sleuth who can fix it all. So I'm very excited to chat with you today.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. I really am.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I write. I have three series. One is the Domestic Diva Mysteries. The next one is called the Paws and Claws Mysteries, which is about dogs and cats in a resort town that's geared toward dogs and cats. And the third one is the Pen and Ink Mysteries about a coloring book artist.
I've been actually borrowed the coloring book artist one. I did, because I was fascinated. I was like, wait, hold on, coloring book and cozy? What is happening?
So, it was really interesting to write because I'm not very artistic, but yeah. the main character is. Mm-hmm. So I had to try to kind of force myself to think in terms of how would she see things that I don't normally see? And I think it worked out okay. It was fun to write from that perspective.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So we're going to chat some more about your series. But before we get started, talk to us about how did you get started with the cozy world? Were you a reader? Were you someone who like wanted to be a writer and found this like magical world of like no gory, but plot-driven, fun stories that are never-ending sleuth?
I have always read cozies all the way up to thrillers, everything in the mystery genre. And then I was looking for an agent and had a couple of mysteries, and I was off. And she explained to me, one agent was very nice and wrote me back and told me why I was off and what was off with my story. But there was a scene in the story that was really hilarious. And so she asked me, have you ever thought about writing cozies? And I said, well, no, but I read cozies. So she said, okay, well, I've got an idea. And she told me the idea and asked me to write up a little treatment of it. And I did that. And the editor who was interested asked me if it would appeal to readers of Real Simple. And I had no idea what Real Simple was. So I went to the CVS immediately. And there was Real Simple right next to Martha. And so when I picked it up and opened it, I realized it was the anti-Martha.
Yes.
You know, it's just Martha and the lifestyle thing, except easier. That's all.
Yes.
And I thought, gosh, you know, that would be fun to do, the sort of anti-Martha and the Martha. You know, I shouldn't say Martha because it makes it sound like I don't like her, but I think she's pretty amazing. So anyway, one who does things the complicated way and one who does things the easy way is basically what I was thinking. And so I went back and I said, I don't think this is going to appeal to anyone to people who read, what was the name?
Magazine. Real Simple.
This will not appeal to people who read Real Simple. But anyway, they went ahead and everybody liked the idea. And I got a phone call saying, we're going to present it at the editorial meeting and it will be wonderful. And in the editorial meeting, they went and just killed it in 2 seconds. So the editor was really, really sweet. And she felt so bad because everybody thought it was going to be a go. And so she said, write up three paragraphs of book ideas or series ideas, and we'll tell you which one we'd like to see. So, of course, I wrote about the two divas. I called them the dueling divas, with one doing things the easy way and one being more complicated. And that was the one that they said, yeah, we'd like to see this. So write up a treatment of it. And I went ahead and did that and said, and this will appeal to people who read real simple. And that was it. It took off from there.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so the first diva was your first cozy, or?
It was my first book that I ever sold. Yes. And it was my first cozy, yes, that I sold. I had read lots and lots of them, but I just had never thought about writing.
Oh my God, I never thought I'd just write your debut. I was like, oh, and I loved it. So this is exciting. I love the diva because I love the idea of like the dueling divas and the things that happen in the small town, but still within a bigger town, which is, I think that's like something that I love. As someone who has lived in bigger cities, is like knowing that being part of a smaller community within that bigger city, you know, makes things much more manageable.
I wanted to have Sophie, the main character, I wanted her to be an event planner. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if she's just in this tiny little town out in the country, what's she doing as an event planner? So I used to live in Old Town, and then I lived in the greater Washington area.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, Washington and Old Town, that's perfect. You know, she can live in Old Town, but she can do her events in Washington where there's a bigger population.
Yeah.
And so it solved both problems for me right there, right at once.
Yes. And it fits into this modern cozy mentality of like having the bigger city as a backdrop to still like have this small town feel that feels like, you know, someone who may not feel like, you know, I think at least us millennials who are like, we're living in bigger cities and are like barely can afford a house, like this idea of like actually being in a small town feels, but at the same time still be part of the big city because we have to work, feels appealing to that audience. At least appeals to me as an audience who's lived in bigger cities most of my life. So,
well, I try to think of places that I would want to live.
Yeah.
And I take it from there.
There we go. And so what's the process of writing? Because these series are long. And so how do you keep track of the murders, the characters, the side characters, the different interests, the different take on different animals, you know?
I know this is going to be hard to believe. I'm what they call a pantser. I write by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
I hate outlines. I just hate them. I have friends who do 180-page outlines, and I feel like, write the book already if you're going to write that long an outline. So yeah. I don't outline,
and
I keep a lot of that just in my head.
Okay.
I know that sounds really weird, but that's how I do it. And it works for me. That's all I can say. If you're an aspiring author or a writer, and you're listening to me right now, the most important thing is to do what works for you.
Yeah.
I have heard of some very famous authors who do what I do, mm-hmm. which is I just start writing. I have an idea and I start writing. And maybe it's a little bit more complicated to do it that way, but I feel like I amuse myself. It's entertaining to me to figure out, how is the story going to work? How's it all going to fit together? If I have to outline, that's like a big yawn for me.
Yeah.
It just seems so mechanical. But I have a lot of friends who do thorough outlines, and they say it works much better for them that way.
Yeah.
So it depends on how your brain works, I think.
Yeah.
And I do write three series, but each one of them is sufficiently different from the others that they're just not, I don't have trouble mixing them up.
Yeah.
The settings are different. The characters are a little bit different. So it just has never been a problem for me. I did hear about an author who writes two series at one time. And I know. She works on one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And she does them in different rooms.
Oh, okay.
So that's like how she makes a switch.
Yeah.
One room, and she uses different computers and everything. I mean, everything is completely different. So I guess I could kind of see that, although I think writing two at one time would just, my head would explode.
Yeah, I've interviewed hundreds of authors at this point, and I can tell you it's really rare to hear someone writing two books at once. It's very rare. Most of the time you might be editing one book and maybe writing another book, or maybe planning another book or thinking about the other book and then writing some other series, or trying, you know, may have this idea, may write a couple of chapters, go back to the book that they're contracted to do. So it's, everyone has their own method, and you're not the only one who is a pantser. Plenty of people are pantsers. But it is fascinating. Books, I'm like, oh, this was pants? Like, you came up with this? Like, as you were following along? Like, how?
It's so important to just do what works for you. I have people write me sometimes and say, I want to write like you. How do you do it? Yeah. And I just keep trying to emphasize they need to do what works for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very flattered. Thank you. But you really need to just be individual and do what works for you, I think.
Great. So this is a cozy specific question. What's your favorite way to murder a character?
I use a lot of
unalive, as they say in the social media world.
I use a lot of poisons. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Someone suggested to me once that I should have Sophie leave a rattlesnake in someone's mailbox. And I thought, yes, because the average housewife in America would just run out and catch a rattlesnake. You know, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Over in history, women have killed a lot of people with poison because they're generally the ones that prepared the food.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier and more likely that a woman would do that. And there's so many things in our yards that are super poisonous. We don't even recognize it. You know, we just mow right over it and ignore it. But I mean, there are even cows that eat things accidentally and they just lay down and die right there. So I'm very big on poisons.
Love it.
And the other things that I look at are household items. I haven't done one of those in a while, so maybe I should. But, you know, like the skillet, the frying pan, or the lamp, or things like that. Things that we have at hand.
Yeah.
Things that you would have in your home.
Yeah.
That you could use. So I guess I'm a little bit odd on that kind of thing. I've had fun trying to think of things that are a little bit different. But, you know, after a while, poisons are always very handy.
I love the fact here. Just you have a source of, like, you know what? This is the one that I can do. And probably my Google search will reflect that. And it is okay. Awesome.
We're all scared of what authorities would find.
It's interesting.
Searches.
It is interesting. I'm an investigator in my real job. And so, but I investigate white collar crime. So, but it's interesting, like the amount of stuff that people leave behind on their websites or like on the internet. Like, we're just like digging or like, oh, let's just search online. Let's just go, you know, and it's like everything's just like we keep a paper trail. And if you don't have a paper trail, that is very questionable. Like, what happened here? Why there's right. No paper trail happening. Right.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I like that. Very handy profession.
It is an interesting. Let's chat about the Diva Goes Up report, which is, what's the latest installment of Diva World? What's happening to her?
Well, this time, an elderly couple is getting married. They are ill-suited to each other. One of them is a very new age kind of woman who believes in ghosts and incantations and things. And the man she's marrying owns a very chic antique shop and is quite wealthy. So everyone's very surprised by them getting married. But unfortunately, he dies right on the day of the engagement ceremony. They're having a big party for the engagement. Yeah. He dies. So the woman is a good friend of Sophie's. And Sophie, of course, starts looking into the cause of his death. And then he has arranged a very unusual reading of his will. And when Sophie goes to the reading of the will, she's very shocked because she certainly didn't expect anything, but he left her something very valuable. And I don't want to, no spoilers here, so I'm not going to go into it in great depth. But, you know, people are wondering now, not only about what other people received, but they're beginning to wonder, why did he leave this to Sophie? I mean, what exactly is going on between them? So that's how it starts. And
that's how it, yeah. and it's going to end in a, we're going to resolve the murder. The murder will be resolved.
Definitely.
So, I am very excited for this installment. And I'm like, now you got me. It was like, Groom is dead. What is happening? So.
Stop for just a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay, cancer.
Oh my gosh. I think Siri was trying to record us. I heard him saying, two. I thought, what is going on with my phone?
I didn't hear it, so it should be fine. I didn't hear Siri, so we're good.
Sorry.
It is totally fine. So let's talk about the other series, the other two series, the Paws and Claws series, or the Wagtails, however you want to call it. What is the series all about, and why? And what should the readers expect if they, after finishing the Devo series, they can go to?
Well, this is definitely for people who are dog and cat lovers. No question about it. If you don't care about dogs and cats, move on. Not the series. So basically, a town in the mountains that used to be a resort and isn't drawing people anymore. They changed their ways and became a premier resort for people who love dogs and cats and pets, and that they can go and vacation there with their animal. And the animals are welcome in restaurants. There are special menus for them. They can stay in the inns. They can stay in the rental houses. So, and of course, from time to time, people who are slightly unsavory come to town and murders occur. The dog, who is a Jack Russell named Trixie, always finds the murdered person. And Trixie has a sidekick, a calico cat named Twinkletoes. Unfortunately, their owner, who helps her grandmother run the Sugar Maple Inn, is not so happy when they find these dead people. And of course, it looks odd because she keeps being drawn into these things, even though she doesn't really want to be. But her dog and cat always find the murder people. And they don't find just dead people. They only go when there's a murder. And she knows that already. And so do the police. And so everybody knows when they hear Trixie howling, oh boy, there's trouble.
Oh my gosh, I am excited for this series. I'm excited because I'm a dog person. Like, I grew up with dogs, and in another world, I'll have more dogs in my life. But I want senior dogs, I want younger dogs, I want all dogs, you know. But I want to take care of the senior ones because I'm like, they need to have a good end of life, you know.
I'm with you, and I will say I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old right now, and they're so wonderful because they're just. Most of the time, they're just really calm and really well behaved. And
yeah,
it's a lot different from having a puppy. I remember the last puppy I had, I remember wondering, will this dog ever sleep?
Yeah.
She was so active and I loved her to bits, but I was really glad when she matured a little bit and slowed down.
Yeah, I am looking forward to adopting a dog sometime in the next couple of years. And I was like, it's probably going to be like, you know, an older dog, it's not going to be a puppy. I my puppy days are over. I like kids, but I don't like babies kind of deal. And I'm child free. And so I'm seeing myself as like older, like take care of the older kids, you know, the older dogs. Like let's not have that much energy at this point.
Well, there are so many dogs that are older and really need somebody. So there's a big variety for you.
There is. So. Yeah. I'm very excited for that, but I am excited for the series. Now I'm like, okay, that's going to be the next time bedtime story that I'm going to have.
It begins with the book Murder, She Barked.
Yes. What else can you ask for?
Exactly. And the third series, the Pen and Ink series, that's about a woman who draws coloring books. Yeah. So she's not the person who colors them in. She's the person who draws the pretty images and you color them in.
Yeah.
And she works at a bookstore in Georgetown in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And she there's a very eclectic character list in these books because Georgetown has so many different kinds of people there. People who work for the government, students. I mean, it's just, there's a huge variety of people living there. So she finds herself embroiled in these murders every once in a while.
Well, it's likely to see murders in Georgetown. Well, not Georgetown, but, you know, the D.C. area. But Georgetown is like, it's kind of like for those listeners who may not be familiar, Georgetown is away from the metro. So you technically have to walk or take a bus to get to Georgetown. It's this cute little town within the D.C. area. It's a couple strips of row houses and stores, and it's a small town feel in the midst of the DC area.
Definitely. And I love about all three of my series is that they're places where you can walk.
Yeah. They can walk.
Yes. You see a lot of things when you walk.
You do. You see a lot of potential murders and stuff.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend your listeners to pick up?
Okay. Well, were there any books on my list that particularly interested you?
Let's see. Finley Donovan. I think you have Finley and you got Jesse's Drew Wang.
Right. Have you read Bounds?
Yes, I did. I read.
Okay. I love both of those. So well done. So nicely done. I love Finley because I love to laugh. And those are hysterical. How one character can make the wrong decision every single time is amazing to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So I really do enjoy that. And I thought that the other book was just so well done. Yeah. I did not see the end coming at all. I didn't see it. The characters were fabulous. Yeah. So, I enjoyed that a lot.
Did you read the Auntie series?
I did not. I did not.
It's delightful. I think you will like it. It's a funny. It's out loud. It's four aunties and a murderer, I think it is the first one. And it's like Weekend at Bernie's. They're just carrying a dead person throughout the
week. Oh, no. Okay.
I didn't like so, that. It's an accidental murder. Like, it's just like, she accidentally killed him and she's like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. So the aunties are like, there's a big wedding and they're all working the wedding and they're like, oh, we have to carry this murder guy, like this death guy.
Hysterical. I obviously need to look at that one. Yeah.
That's great. Yes, it is a little edgier for those who are looking for a little bit edgy cozies. You know, they're funny out loud, but they're fun. So awesome.
I also really liked Carolina Moonset. I don't think that it got enough recognition. Have you read that one?
No, I have not.
It's sad. I'm sorry. I'm not big on sad. See, first I like things that are funny, and now I'm recommending something that's sad. It's sad. There's a real tragedy in it.
Okay.
But it's well done, and it all wraps up so beautifully. I think he did a really great job with that book. I like it. In the book, his father has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And my father had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And I was thinking about writing a book where the father had Alzheimer's. And I thought, well, let's see how he did it. And he really handled it very well, very nicely. So I really liked that one a lot.
Oh, Lord. I'm definitely bumping it up, even though it's sad. You know, it's so like, I think it's timely in this world. Like, it's part of life, you know? Things are not always peaches and shiny and unicorns. Sometimes things happen, like shit happens. So thank you for recommending this book for me. So
yeah, I let me know what you think.
I will. I definitely will. So Krista, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh gosh. Well, KristaDavis.com. That's easy. And then Krista Davis author on Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram. Where else am I?
That's pretty. That's nice.
That I'm all over the place, but it's always Krista Davis. Usually, I try to be uniform, and so it's usually Krista Davis author.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So, Krista, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It really is fun, and I love meeting you. You're charming. Awesome. And I will be telling all my friends about you. So now you're going to have people writing you and saying, can I be on your show?
Please do.
I will. You have no idea. People will start contacting you.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.